Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, first I'd tell you is the Joe trade took us by surprise. That was not something that we saw coming. You know, they called us and, you know, that's it happened very fast and happened not too long ago. So still working through all roster type of things. I always have to be mindful of our players and our players' development. And, you know, I want to make sure that I'm always doing what's best for our players and, of course, our team. But, you know, with young players, I'm always thinking about last week making the change to Dylan. You have to think long and hard about that because these are young players that you're so invested in their development. So I'll let the week play out and make a decision later on that.
That's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, and it sounds like the Joe Flacco trade kind of caught him off guard, Jason.
I love how these guys, like, it happens all the time. Like, they agree to these transactions, but, like, it's like Elias when he traded Baker. Like, it fell from the sky, and I decided to accept it, but we weren't really trying to have it happen, and it really, we're kind of surprised that Joe Flacco's not in our locker room anymore. Like, There's this.
Harbs on Oway was like, it happened fast.
Like, I mean, what do we like? You know, you agreed to a fundamental swap of future potential for current asset. Like, it happened quickly. What's the what is it? What's the difference if it happened quickly or you were talking about it
for months
since the summer?
What's
the
snuck up on them?
What's the difference? Hey, well, they called us and said, what would it take to get Flacco? Like, it really does.
It grinds your gears.
No, I find it humorous. Doesn't really grind my gears. It's more just like, what kind of word games are we playing here? Like, you traded your starting quarterback. Just talk about trading your starting quarterback.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Starting quarterback up until a minute ago.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like Bailey Zappe is going to be the backup with Shador, the emergency guy, with this solve trade, because obviously Dylan Gabriel's starting.
Yeah, I mean, look, they would make the case that Zappi's the guy who could function without reps, whereas Shador Sanders is barely getting any practice reps to begin with. It's fine. It makes sense. I think Shador is going to get his chance. I have been pleasantly surprised by what I've seen from Gabriel, but it's a real small sample size, and it's a tough body type for this league.
Is there any shot that at some point this season Deshaun Watson plays for them?
I don't think so.
Because Kevin Stefanski deflect that.
Don't think so. Yeah. And that's over his pay grade. And
sure,
That's an ongoing buyout. Like, there's layers of lawyers there.
Let's hear one more from Kevin Stefanski, and he was asked about Andrew Berry making the decision on Joe Flacco.
Well, you know, obviously AB makes those decisions. I trust AB. We talk about every decision we make. They wanted Joe. They made the phone call. Obviously, it gives Joe an opportunity to go play again. But, you know, I trust in our decisions.
He's sort of spinning there a little, Jason, but Andrew Berry decided they're going to trade Joe. Sounds like Kevin Stefanski really wanted Joe. It reminded me a little bit, who was that special teams safety that the Ravens had in like 2019? And Eric cut him.
Justin Bethel.
Eric cut him so they could preserve a comp pick. And Harbs was Harbs was livid. It was like 2019. Yeah, it sounds like Kevin Stefanski.
The siren seductive call of the comp pick. Yeah. Why have an actual player to help you win football now when you can have a shot to miss on a late fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick that you wouldn't normally hit on anyway?
Yeah.
To let somebody leave your building who might could actually help you win now.
Sounds like Kevin Stefanski.
Quite a concept to be completely enraptured by.
He likes having Joe Flacco in the building.
Well, I think Joe Flacco's a different sort of quarterback that he could relate to in a way that he can't any of the others. Experience wise, expertise wise, like just in terms of what he's seen, what he's been through, understanding the game, all that. Kevin Stefanski's got to coach these other ones up a whole lot more than Flacco. It doesn't mean that Flacco's always going to do the right thing, because he obviously was a turnover machine.
Yeah. What do you think of Dylan Gabriel?
He's fine. I mean, he's looked better than I thought he would look.
Yeah, that's where I am.
It's, you know, it's really early, and we'll see. But I totally get benching Flacco, and then I totally get you don't have to subjugate it. I totally get trading Flacco. You don't have to act like they twisted your arm and bent your knee. Like I get it. They've got young quarterbacks there they need to look at in a lost season.
How active do you think they're going to be on the trade market? Because in addition to the Flacco,
they obviously traded
Greg Newsom, cornerback swap there, but swapping Newsom's contract where the one coming in.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really. Could they trade some other stuff? I
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They could. I don't know that I, you know, anticipate it. I think Newsom and Denzel Ward have been having their issues the last few weeks. I've been getting picked on a little bit. And, yeah, that's a contractual situation as well.
Option. And they say that the corner that the Browns got, a bad scheme fit in the new DC scheme.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty active trade deadline. Yeah, that's for sure. It's already started. And the Browns certainly keep an open mind, but I don't know, like, they're kind of like in purgatory right now. Don't they have to see what these quarterbacks, like, I don't know that you're going to give Dylan Gabriel a fighting chance to at least see if he belongs to be in the league. Like, what, you're going to trade in Njoku and trade the one receiver you still have? I mean, it's kind of like, right? I mean, we got rid of Chubb. We got a rookie running back who just got there. Like, we tried to weed out our offensive line even more. We're stuck with some of these contracts. Like, are you going to trade them now?
The reality is they're never going to compete with the albatross contract that is Deshaun Watson.
Right.
When you're playing it with a hand tie behind your back in terms of salary cap space where it's $40, $50 million for nothing.
By the way, it's Tyson Campbell, who the Browns acquired, who is on the practice field today, and he just signed a monster extension with the Jags last year. Let's spin it forward on Flacco, though. Last I checked, the Bengals' offensive line stinks. So what's this look like? They're starting him this week. What's Flacco look like in Cincinnati?
I think he looks hurt.
I'm
predicting a
pain.
Lot of Tylenol and a lot of ice packs. It's a long break for the Packers. I don't know what was going on with their defense and Micah Parsons the last week or so, but if his back is all right, I think he's going to feast. It's a worse offensive line for Flacco than his other one. It's a worse run game than what he had before. Now, he's got nice skill pieces, but he's got the same warts that Browning had, and he's even less mobile. So, no, I don't think it's going to go real well. It's a it's much stranger to me from the Bengal side than the Brown side.
Yeah. Why? The why?
Like, Stefanski, you don't have to apologize for it. You don't have to give us all these excuses for why you did it. The one I don't get it from the Bengals.
Browns are in Pittsburgh to play the Steelers at 1. Bengals in Green Bay to take on the Packers at 4:25. Coming up next, though, Ravens sit at 1-4. And if this season continues to go this way, and, you just don't want to watch the Ravens because you don't think they're worth your time. Six-pack time. Six-pack of alternatives instead of watching the Ravens. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.